That band's called the Shout Out Louds. It's on KX93.5 or Laguna's Only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and Michael Minutoli has brought us a slew of guests this morning. Michael, of course, is in studio, our local celebrity greeter. But now we'd like to welcome Michael Lavery, Michael J. Lavery. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Tyler. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. A longtime local of Laguna Beach. You said 30-plus years.
It's actually 29 and a half.
Oh, okay. I won't oversell it then. 29 and a half years. Michael is a published author. I'm holding in my hand the book Whole Brain Power, which we'll talk about. You're a great musician. We're going to play a couple songs live. You kind of do it all, man.
Well, I've been a Renaissance man for a long time. Actually, started when I was 15. I broke my femur in a football game playing high school football.
Okay.
And from that point on, it changed my life. I had 4 operations on my femur, so my sports career was in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, the art and the music and basically the right side of my brain started to expand. And I made a comeback in sports and even signed a contract with the Toronto Blue Jays to play ball in the minor leagues. But then at that point in time, the art and the music and my renaissance approach to life won out. So I retired from baseball, and then I started getting into tennis and golf, and it's all discussed in my Whole Brain Power book.
Do you look back at an injury like that? I know this is a long time ago, but I had a similar situation. I broke my foot last year, and I crushed all the metatarsals and had three surgeries to get it all healed back. And I look back and realize what came of it, all the good things. Do you use that as a catalyst too?
I would never change anything in my life because I think that we have destiny, and it was my destiny to have that injury, and it changed everything about my personality and my interests, and it made me humbled and at the same time respectful of health. And so oftentimes we don't respect our health, and when it's taken away, we go, oh my gosh, I wish I had my health back. And health is wealth.
Yeah. A lot of this discussed in your book,
that's correct.
I assume, Whole Brain Power. I was just skimming the chapter about how to bounce a golf ball and a hammer because Michael, and this is amazing news, Michael was on David Letterman because you hold the world record for bouncing a golf ball and a hammer the most times.
7,148 times.
What compels one to think, you know what, I'm going to bounce a golf ball and a hammer a hell of a lot?
Well, what happened to me was I started playing golf at the age of 43, and people were watching me at a driving range because they offered all the balls you could hit for 3 months for $250. And since I'm an artist and I set my own schedule, I would go to the driving range and sometimes hit 400, 500, 600 balls. And people would say, dude, you know, what are you trying to do? I said, I'm trying to make money from my golf game. So they laughed at me. And one guy pulled me aside and says, Michael, I don't care how long you play, you could never hit as many balls as the professionals that have already hit 4 million, four to five million balls. So that's when the idea clicked. I started bouncing the golf ball off the wedge, and then I started bouncing it off a putter face. I did it 500 times on a putter face. And then I had a hammer in my toolbox, and I said, I wonder if I could bounce it off a hammer. I started with 5 and then 10 and all of a sudden 25. And then when I broke 100, I knew something was happening. And then I broke 1,000, and then I went back to the driving range. And before I know it, I'm hitting the ball longer and straighter and more with accuracy that I had never experienced before. So then I started doing it with my left hand. And then every day I started doing it with either hand. And then a friend of mine named Claude Ames that has written songs with me on my originals.
Yeah.
He said to me, you should send a DVD to Stanley Tool Company, and I
Does Letterman.
That's the company that put me on ESPN SportsCenter Top 10 Plays of the Day, and then that led to the Letterman Show. So when management from Aliso Viejo Golf Course in Aliso Viejo sees me on the Letterman Show, the manager says, Mike, come in here. And he's trying to bounce a golf off a hammer all weekend long, and he can't do it 10 times. He goes, what's your secret? Because I'm doing it on the round side of a ball peen hammer by this time 400 times.
Okay.
So he's going, this is ridiculous. So he asked me to go out and play a round of golf with him. And believe it or not, I was hitting balls onto their par fours in the air. And he says, wait a second, you're hitting my par fours in the air. That's ridiculous. So how do you do that? And I said, well, it's because I have 10 to 12 pound sledgehammers I bounce golf balls off of.
And that's the reason. Yeah. Now, were you like married or dating anyone at the time? Because bouncing a golf ball day and night is the behavior of an absolute crazy man.
Well, so you know what happened was when my marriage sort of broke up.
Was it because you started bouncing golf balls on hammers?
No, I think it was my way of finding therapy in that.
Okay.
And I have the mother of my children, she's a wonderful woman, Deanna. And I have 4 wonderful boys. And so some things don't work out.
Sure.
And I accepted it. So I started bouncing. I have people, a guy called me up from Massachusetts. He can't sleep. So I have him bouncing a golf ball for rubber mallet instead of taking Ambien.
It's great. I mean, what good therapy. And a lot of this, again, is discussed in his book. It's called Whole Brain Power. Which you can get. Where can you get it?
This is all. You just do a Google search and you'll find this all over the internet. And it's on Kindle. And then we have a program called WholeBrainPowerCoaching.com.
Right.
And people are doing the program to great success. And I get them on the penmanship. There's all kinds of exercises besides bouncing a golf ball hammer.
I'm sure, but that's my favorite one. WholeBrainMichael@gmail.com if people want to reach you as well.
That's correct.
I'm literally feeling our guests' muscles right now. That's what I'm doing in studio. What do we call that muscle?
You have the forearm extenders and flexors. So great baseball players such as Mickey Mantle and Jimmy Fox and Ted Williams, they had unbelievable muscle density in the forearms. And basically, when they hit a ball, it literally was deflecting off the density of their muscle tissue. And that's my theory behind hitting a golf ball or a tennis ball. So when you start doing the hammer drill training, as we talked about, it changes. It changes the myelin in the brain.
Yeah.
And the theory behind whole brain power is that it actually creates steroid production. It's called steroidogenesis. You can look up that term on Wikipedia. This is not a placebo effect. This is a real effect. So when people feel my grip strength, they go like this. What are you doing? I said, bouncing balls off of hammers. It's impossible. You cannot be changing your muscle tissue by doing penmanship, left-handed mirror image as Da Vinci, or doing things such as bouncing a ball off of a ball-peen hammer. I said, you certainly can, and you can find people on the internet.
And Michael, are you following all this?
Yeah, and also you have an eat spinach with Popeye, and you will have one of those forearms.
Well, I go down to Scandia Bakery. They have that wonderful spinach pasta.
They do have the spinach thing down there. Exactly. It's good.
The spinach lasagna. Yes. So my kudos to the people down there.
The forearm.
All right, so we're all over the place this morning, but Michael Lavery is in the studio, and we've been talking about his book, Whole Brain Power, but he's also going to play some live music. We've got a Who cover that I heard you testing out.
Behind Blue Eyes.
And we're going to do an original, too. So whenever you're ready, I think it's time for some music here on KX93.5.
Rock out Laguna Beach.
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man. To be the bad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one likes back his heart on their anger. None of them feelings can come shining through. But my dreams, they are as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. And if my fleet's clenches, crack them open before I use them and lose my cool. And if I smile, please tell me some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your fingers down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat. No one knows what it's like to be the sad man. should be the bad man behind blue eyes.
Is it over?
What a rock show!
Oh my god! The amp was on. The amp was on.
Eat your heart out, Townsend.
Oh, well, it sounded good. Whatever you did, it was great. What does eat your heart out, Townsend mean?
Pete Townsend wrote that song.
Oh, I got it. I thought you were using the word Townsend as like eat your heart out, Billy.
The amp wasn't on, but this guitar was made in Laguna Beach. So we're playing a Laguna guitar in Laguna Beach.
Love it.
So thanks to Kirk Sands and the Laguna Guitar Company. So if you're ever thinking about playing guitar, get up to Laguna Guitar Center.
Very good shout out.
You're playing a Laguna Beach guitar in Laguna Beach and a Laguna Beach radio station on the 93.5 FM dial.
There you go. That's why we have Michael around here, to summarize things. We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're going to do one more song now by Michael Lavery, who's in studio. This is the original. What's it called?
This one's called Hollywood Was You.
Whenever you're ready.
If you decide to get that star on Hollywood Boulevard, you better get ready for it, son, 'cause you might starve. You might even camp out for a while in those famous hills underneath the Hollywood sign you've seen in the movies. And if you still decide to bring the backpack and head out west, you're always welcome here, you'll be one of us, I guess. We're about 50,000 talented ones. We're enough to feel the Hollywood Bowl. We know one of us, we're gonna make it, yeah. We're gonna thread that needle and get through that little hole. You always knew Hollywood was you. 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 I don't care how high the mountain, I'm gonna climb it. I'm gonna get there to the summit. You know so many celebrities, before they ever make it, they gotta rough it at times. They got nothing to show for it, but they keep on believing their mind set on it. They're gonna get that star on Hollywood Boulevard. Come on, you always knew Hollywood was you. 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 See, you've been given a gift. It's up to you to open it and live it to the limit. See, you've been given a gift. It's up to you to open it and live it to the limit. You always knew Hollywood was you. You always knew Hollywood was you. You always knew Hollywood was you. You always knew Hollywood was you.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Very well done. Very well done.
It reminisces a little bit of who it is.
Michael, how did your glasses get on your face sometime in the middle of that song?
I thought they were on all this time.
No. Michael, who's wearing a blue sequin jacket, was not wearing his slitted Elton John glasses, but now they are on his face somehow. Thank you, Jim Lavery. Michael Lavery, I'm sorry. That was awesome.
Thank you, Tyler.
We're going to post a picture of this online. Your book, Whole Brain Power, you can search for and find it. And a lot of inspirational stuff this morning. I appreciate it.
I just want to interrupt you, Tyler. Michael is also a great painter, and he paints at the Las Brisas restaurant right by the gazebo.
Okay.
So go down and see his work. It's one of the best in the world.
Very good stuff. Thank you so much. We're going to go back to the music now. We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, with a brand new song.
Rock it out.